It's Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Zoom settles with the FTC, Microsoft has their eyes on Zoom, and IT jobs data. This is the business of tech. The Federal Trade Commission has settled with Zoom over user privacy and encryption discrepancies. The video conferencing company is facing backlash that it didn't disclose to users that its service was not encrypted end-to-end. The FTC on Monday said that as a result, Zoom's misleading claims gave users a false sense of security. Quoting CRN, the FTC's complaint said that Zoom misled users by saying it offered end-to-end 256-bit encryption to secure users' communications since 2016. In reality, the commission said that Zoom held the cryptographic keys that could allow Zoom to access the content of its customers' meetings. The new settlement has Zoom agreeing to establishing and implementing a new comprehensive security program, a prohibition on privacy and security misrepresentations, and other detailed and specific relief to protect its user base, according to the FTC. And, quoting from The Verge, under the terms of the agreement with the FTC, which has no financial component, Zoom has to take specific steps to address the problems in the agency's complaint and review software updates for security flaws. The company is also, quote, prohibited from making misrepresentations about its privacy and security practices, including how it collects and uses customers' personal data, as well as, quote, the extent to which users can control the privacy or security of their personal information. Zoom also has to have an independent third party assess its security every other year and notify the FTC in the event of a data breach. Why do we care? I have two reasons we care here. First, my take is that this is the government doing its job. You make misleading claims, the government steps in. We've seen this before, particularly around the use of warrants in investigation. The second is this. For the most part, everything in the settlement were actions the company was already taking. It's possible to be critical of their missteps and judge the recovery positively. We don't expect perfection, we do judge based on how they handle it. I'm encouraged by their moves. We'll see how they do after we consider the next story. While on video chat, Business Insider has given insights into the way Microsoft is pushing to take on Zoom and WebEx by tying employee bonuses to performance. The company is awarding bonuses based on whether they help, quote, win against Zoom and WebEx for meetings. Using their core priority system, which measures individual performance against goals, is pushing staff to achieve goals such as, quote, create customer value by accelerating cloud consumption slash usage, supportability, and influence upsell, drive monthly active usage, MAU, of meetings on Teams and platforms and apps on Teams, close quote. Why do we care? In the weekend editorial, I spoke about the power of platforms. If you needed more data showing Microsoft's investment in this strategy, here it is. Helping customers unlock that value requires consulting related to policies and procedures, and that's of equal importance to technology. And providers may need fewer sysadmins and engineers while needing more policy writers and trainers. Those are business results, people, and this isn't technical skills, but business ones. And it's unlikely owners are converting sysadmins into these roles. You'll then be tying these people to their goals, just like Microsoft. So you have two takeaways, the platform and the performance. U.S. technology employment is moving in the right direction as both tech firms and the IT industry added jobs in October, according to CompTIA. Using the monthly U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, CompTIA said that the country's technology sector added an estimated 14,200 jobs last month, including technical and non-technical positions at U.S. tech firms. October marks the third out of the last 4 months that the tech sector has seen employment growth. IT services and custom software development led the way with the addition of 15,800 jobs, followed by 3,500 new jobs in tech manufacturing and 800 new jobs in data processing, hosting, and related services. Why do we care? This is, of course, good news. Let's also observe that technology is not an industry that will be directly down due to the current climate, but instead indirectly so. This is a bit of good news for the industry. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. If you wonder if those ads work, I ran one yesterday and someone reached out the next day. Thanks for listening. Talk to you again tomorrow.